What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life of the Dusk Live. This is your boy, Steady J. You listen to Hump Day at the Dusk on, you know, I have to do it every Wednesday here on Life of the Dusk Live. Today's show is being brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio information and entertainment. You can listen to audiobooks whenever and whenever you want. Also, show a shout out to our other sponsor, Notoriously Naughty, and they are sponsoring today's first thing we do. We're going to start doing every freaking Wednesday, and that's the 90 moments of the week. Y'all tune to Hump Day at the Dusk. The first hour we're going to be doing a little something different, so we'll be back right after this. Let them know 2D how we do it.
Dusk Body Radio. Life at the Dusk. Dusk Body Radio. You need to tune in to Dusk Body Radio. Life at the Dusk. Dusk Body Radio.
Life at the Dusk. Dusk Body Radio. To come up is a must. Must. People tune in on your radio. Tomorrow, you need work in your career. Steady J hold the title. When I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk. Ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and Terry Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dusk. Music was with hot models. You got them. Life After Dusk. Dusk, dusk by the radio. To come up is a must. Must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
We're on. All right, y'all. This is the All Music Hour. We'll be starting to do this every Wednesday in the show, the All Music Hour. And that's what we'll be playing. Nothing but music from artists that support DustSpot.com. That's on DustSpot.com, DUSKSPOT.com. One of the fastest growing independent social networks that support independent upcoming artists. And artists that can mean music, models, authors, whatever. Whatever you do, it's art, it's some form of art. That's what you need to be. It's a professional network. You really get to mingle with people and support your craft. So check it out. And any of music artists that are on the site, they get a chance to get the music played on here. And not only do they get a chance to get the music played, but they get to play it on our Wednesday, the new Wednesday segments, the All Music Hour. So we're going to kick it off with my boy AV Poetry. Right here on Life at the Dusk Live, Hump Days at the Dusk. We'll be back.
Trying to look cool, ain't afraid to say I sold drugs when I went to school. Fuck guns, I'd rather shoot pool and plot with my dogs on what's the next move. Don't nobody want to grind, but everybody want the loot. Don't nobody keep it real, but they all expect the truth. The truth is most rappers every town copping QPs, but they rapping about pounds instead of rapping about what they selling right now. Exaggerating stories that never went down. 1,000 XOs, weed bricks I lived at, but never said I was Scarface when I did that. I was small time, but I made moves. But most these niggas rap about it just to sound cool. Fools, scared to rap about your real life, but I'll respect you more if you tell me what you really like. Gave it all up, scales in the bands, got a grant, went to school, bought a mic and a pad. Kids in my hood, I tell them go to class, they come for my advice. places cause they ain't got a dad. Mike Jack bad, LL bad. All I make is good music, Kanye on that ass. Murder shit, Casey Anthony swag. I saw beef, charge me with ass. Yeah, young black and all black. My set forever red, but fuck dying for a flag. Freedom and respect, now I'll die for that. Bury me with a mic, box of blunts in a sack. Skinny pants rappers, let's talk about that. Years ago you was in baggy pants laughing at that. Then all of a sudden it's a trend, so it's cool. So you tryna be cool, you afraid to be you, nigga.
Damn. Swear. Everybody saying they keep it real, they scared to tell the truth.
Full of dip, cup full of spit. Bitch, I'm from Texas on my redneck shit. I can say I'm from New York, I can say I'm from LA to sound cool, but I'm from a college city with gangs. Yeah, and I ain't tryna sound cool when I rap about guns, say killer in the booth. Cause that's what I do, kill rappers in the booth. Every lyric is a bullet and I'm aiming at you, nigga. Rather help you out, not take you out. Put the homeless in homes, that's what I'm about. Yeah, you nigga motherfucker, street cred. I ain't about to prove shit, I'm a grown man. Couldn't make a hit if I pissed underhand. Muscle man, cold man, get big Roseanne. Dig a hole for every rapper acting on the mic stand. At the funeral, the choir singing like.
It's kinda tight.
Yeah, and I ain't got the latest shoes, but I stay fly, my baby got food. To all my listeners, see I'm just like you. I'm at the dollar store, Walmart too. I'm pissing in the cup, I'm on probation too. Don't ever say I'm acting fake to look cool. You gon' make me lose my cool, Bobby Knight, Mr. Scrooge. Yeah, nigga, so play it cool. Killer in the booth, Tim Allen with the tool. Fuck what they do and how they view you. It's cool to be different, cool to be you.
Stop lying in the booth. It's cool to be you, homie.
All right, we're going to keep it moving, all music hour. You know, that was my boy A.V. the Great, and that was Poetry off of his EP. And he's doing a lot of great things for me, and check out his EP. I mean, it's definitely going hard. Poetry is going in. We're going to the next track. This track is my girl out in Vegas, a.k.a. Sin City. It's my girl, Seven Gavay, and this is her track, Fade Away. So y'all check it out. Y'all heard it before in here. It's one of those tracks that definitely keep you vibing and just keep everything going smooth for you, man, while you rocking with us. So we'll be back. We'll be right back.
deserve to meet with your dog. Baby, there's nothing you couldn't have. Arcana on the counter, you interested in the glass? I follow where my heart tell me to go, and you took off that show and proof. Baby, you know it. Whisper in your ear or for a letter word, cause you're worthy of all. You're the king to my throne within my walls. Complexion, your eyes and my body invites that common interest that we share. Gonna be diamond tonight. You give me smiles on the other day. Start walking my mental clever, Cuban fresh prince cigars. Like, can we fade away? Like you in my dreams, you're my hidden charm, my friend Angelica. Like honey caviar, you handle your beard, plus you with it. Speak of money language, these other cats are related. We sent you in subliminals to the world. Beauty is in the eye of beholding, golden of girls, and I rock your world. Hit this liquid inside, body units wide. What matters are needed, why? Dirty Diana, introduce Mary Jane. May we accompany your presence for a while. Reverie, a fancy 100%. This is my cue reverse. Doses of emotion, I'm wishing upon an overpraying type of soldier. Polished by Ben O'Brien, a lion when he roars. I am standing beside, no matter either or. We'll celebrate with the finest of cognac. Rolling to the wheels, fall in case you didn't know that. Plenty people coming, go on here forever on that. Hoping that we pass the time. I wanna be sleeping in between your arms when death enters my flesh. Believing, knowing I'm blessed, can we stay away?
That track was about my girl, Seven Gavay. Seven Gavay, that was a track, Fade Away. All right, before we go to the next track, I'm going to go ahead and give a shout-out to one of our sponsors from Audible.com, which Audible.com is where you can find over 150,000 titles in virtually any genre you can think of. Yes, any genre you can think of, I'm telling you. And when you go there, you know, a lot of y'all, some people don't like, you know, like, I don't like to read or whatever. They want to hear the book more so. Well, this gives you a chance to do that. So you get an audio book. When you go to www.audibletrial.com/SediJ, C-E-D-D-Y, letter J. Again, that's www.audibletrial.com/SediJ. we can get there. Not only are we going to give you a 30-day free trial to get there, we're also going to give you a free audiobook. So make sure you check them out, audible.com, the home of over 150,000 titles in virtually any genre. Check them out. All right, we're going to go to the next track with my girl Red Shades. This is Vibin' the Coolin', and then we'll be back.
One for them people who don't really want no problems, who stay cool but minding they business, cause they don't be all for that drama, and they don't be losing they tempers, lest you wanna see, cause they'll find them. Yes, I'm cool, calm and collected, but I will show you a reminder, cause
y'all know I don't play that. Please don't get your face smacked, but I'd rather be nice to you. Took a lot for me to say that.
Don't get it twisted, I know you will say what's on my mind, cause that's how I feel. I know you used to just acting wild, but not with me, cause I keep it chill.
Be tripping off these people.
Let's go to the next track right here in the All Music Hour on Life It Does Live. And this next track is by your boy Dirty Boy Quicks. This is The Road. We'll be back to this.
I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose, so I'ma let it slide. This the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose, so I'ma let it slide. This the road that I choose.
straight up out the borough, bitch, I'm high fucking strong. The world that I'm living in, I can't seem to do no wrong. I got these haters at my back and I say fuck them all. This bullshit all around, I'm in my own zone. Pass me a pint of slow till my eyes is all blurry. And it's the 88 way of life, I'm in no hurry. Standing by myself saying fuck it, got no worry. I'm a giant in this bitch, Pierre Paul, that's a true story. And you gon' need a terrorist plot just to reach me. And even if I fall, I stood taller than all of y'all. No matter how you look, nigga, years gotta fall. Hey, I'm motherfucking tower tall. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life, this the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life, this the road that I choose.
Trials and tribulations, man, I've been through it all. God fucking willing, man, I'm fitting to pass them all. The fuck if I won't do me till my glass is half empty. Double cup getting low, feeling a little empty. Like a
battle with my license, sweeping blocks until they're empty. Clock bells ringing, all I'm hearing is the ding dinging. I'm stuck in the days, how the fuck you think I'm feeling? I'm tired of you fuckers talking about life you're not living. Ow. And where the action at, show me quick before I pull it.
Yeah.
Bang bang, two shots through your mouth, I'm talking clueless.
Yeah.
It ain't shit you can do, you know I fucking do this. And that's the type of shit because you know I'm fucking ruthless.
Yeah.
I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life, this the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life, this the road that I choose. Leave your body holy like motherfucking Moly. That's a Friday after next, Craig and Day they story. You feel some type of way, then approach me on some G shit. I'll play your dentist and collect all your truths, bitch. Truth, bitch. That vibe, I don't steal shit. Come around me talking and you get rocked with some quick shit. Got a bunch of niggas and they don't like no fuck shit. Bunch of fucking dogs, Mike Vick, we gon' rip shit. Ha, can your girl say I'm talented? E&T guarantee I'm a fucking bouncer. And shout out to my 88s. I'm gonna make sure it's fucking food on our dinner plate. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life, this the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life, this the road that I choose.
All right. We're going to keep it going. We're going to keep going with our music hour right here on Life at Dusk Live. Update After Dusk Wednesdays brought to you by Notoriously Naughty. And big ups to them with the naughty moments of the day, of the week, of the hour, of the month, whatever you want it to be. So we're going to go ahead and go into the next track, we're going to keep it going smooth. You know, we've been hearing y'all smooth for a little bit. We'll keep it going. We'll go to my boy Microwave. This track, Love Affair, and I'm going to be back.
Like perfection. Usually I'm not the type to just approach a chick, but I don't wanna have to take the time to reminisce. I'm never talking to her cause I was a timid dude. Time for this young MC to bust a move. style, I gotta take that right route. Like a receiver, intentions to bag this diva. Oh man, she's staring at me, so now I gotta speak. How would you? I just had to let you know that I really like your style and I can't keep it on the low. And I was hoping I could see you outside of this mall. She put a number in my drawer and said, give me a call. Pick a brain with every one of my statements. Like, where you working at, your hobby, staying here a while? Oh, you study that, you like, what teams, blah, they blah. Yeah. But it wasn't awkward, cause we shared some laughs and grins. Yeah. And next week, we plan to do the same thing again.
Birthday, I just wanna blow it out like my birthday. Coming on a trip with my Louis bag. wild, cause she gets what she wants.
She fly out anything she wants.
She fly out,
I ain't trying to front.
Fly out,
damn, she wanna, she can have it all.
Okay, I like to shop till I drop, but I never drop, so this breed never stop. Fiend for the boots and the heels, I'm a junkie. When it comes to rocking my check, I go
dummy.
I know he love me, yeah, I know he love me. When he get that paper, he ain't handing it from me. Want me to sparkle like a battle with a bubbly. See me on my way to come home looking lovely. Call him the hubby, I'm such a bouncer. He cover any extra cost if I got it though. It's no problem, I gotta work though. Cause if he ever come short, I'ma need both.
Friday night and I just got dead. Hit it to the mall to see what I see. New fits, I'm about to get lit. Try to hit Tim to get some new tips.
Mama so bad, I'ma put that on ya. Putting out the black car, yeah, that's all her. She can be my shopaholic. How she do it, I can't call it. Cause she gets what she wants.
She fly out anything she wants.
She fly out, I ain't trying to front.
Fly out,
damn, she wants, she can have it all.
I want that,
I get what I want.
Oh.
I get what I want.
What the hell she staring at me for?
I get what I want.
She must not understand.
I get what I want.
Without a tantrum, touch a phantom. If you really bossed in, lady, just the anthem. My pretty girl swagged out, get your hands up. Say jack, step, I'ma need y'all to stand jack.
Cause we get what we want. While these other chicks can't get what they want. Cause we get what we want. While these other chicks can't get what they want.
She gets what she wants.
She buy out anything she wants.
She buy out,
I ain't trying to front.
Buy out,
whatever she wants, she can have it all.
I'm so bad, I'ma put that on ya. Putting out the black car, yeah, that's all her. She can be my shopaholic. How she do it, I can't call it. Cause
she buy out. She buy out.
All right, that was Spoiled by my girl, Remy the Franchise, featuring Stephon for you. We're going to keep it moving on All Music Hour here on Life of the Dust Live. This track is by my boy Chris Law, brand new track he's breaking from his mixtape, I Am Chris Law. This is All I Need. So you heard it here first, right here on Life of the Dust Live.
Twan Beatmaker, the hit maker.
Hey, look, baby.
Hey, look, baby.
I don't really need nobody else. All I need is you.
Chris, L-A-W. All I need is someone who gon' ride for me. All I need is someone who can fly with me. All I need is someone who can make me smile. All I need is someone who is worth my while. All I need, yeah, girl, all I need is you. All I need, yeah, girl, all I need is you. All I need, yeah, girl, all I need is you. All I need, yeah, girl, all I need.
My main chick that I fuck with, she gon' ride for me, so I'm stuck with.
Cool.
She ain't like these hoes, so ain't worth shit.
Nah,
they ain't worth shit.
Nah.
She do what she say, she gon' back it up.
Back
she don't talk shit just to be adding up.
Back
she bad as fuck with a nice body with a big butt,
ooh,
and I like that.
Ooh.
She super fly, we get super fly. We get fucked up, we super high.
Ooh.
We make my cover, so we super fly.
Ooh.
And get mad, so we break the vibe. All I
need
is someone who is by my side.
Fuck her real good while I'm deep up in that pussy. Bend over, let me hit her.
Yeah, we're gonna keep going now. Keep it going. About to go to the next track on here. All right, this next track we're gonna go to. I'll be doing the All Music Hour right here on Life That Does Live with your boy City J. Another brand new track from the break. From Boy 100 Bands featuring Ben Freezy. This is All On Me. Let's keep it going.
Architect. Walk in the club, me and my thug, you know what's up. We bout to turn up in the VIP, got drinks, got weed. See a bad bitch, and she all on me. All on me, all on me, all on me. She all on me. All on me, she on me. All on me, yeah. All on me. I'm in this bitch looking good like a million bucks. Gone out the loud, got me turned up. Shawty DTL, so she gotta fuck. We in the club, getting naked like we bout to fuck. You know I'm scrapped up, I ain't even tripping. Got my squad with me, so you know we winning. I ain't looking for no problems. But if you want war, you know my nigga got the chopper. Shawty on me, but you know I had to pass it to my team. I ain't worried about it, bitch, you know I like green. But she all on me. Walk in the club, me and my thug, you know what's up. We bout to turn up in the VIP. Got drinks, got weed. See a bad bitch, and she all on me. All on me, all on me, all on me. She all on me. All on me, all on me, all on me. She all on me. Walk in the club, me and my thug, you know what's up. We bout to turn up in the VIP. Got drinks, got weed. See a bad bitch, and she all on me. All on me.
All on me.
All on me.
All on me.
All on me.
All on me.
All on me.
Freeze, money all on me. And they don't know it, pussy all on me. And they don't know it, keep it all on the D. They don't know it, cause I buried me a G. And they won't know it, it's the same old story. Same old tales from the same old niggas, but the same old sales from the same old times from the same old jail. Nigga, do what you do. The same old smell, my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga.
Get your A right, homie, get your bag right, get your mag right. The diamonds run my neck flash like a flashlight.
Walk in the club, me and my thug, you know what's up. We bout to turn up in the VIP, got drinks, got weed. All on me, all on me, she all on me. Walk in the club, me and my thug, you know what's up. We bout to turn up in the VIP, got drinks, got weed. See a bad bitch, she all on me, all on me, all on me, all on me, all on me.
Alright, keeping it going. Go to the next track. It's pretty hot in the club. We have some good love. We go to that dragon, that wagon, my boy Drewski Drew. Keep it moving.
I mean, really, Martin, all this talk about how I can't get a man. Please. Now, Martin, do I look like I can't get a man with all this wagon I'm dragging?
Yeah. This a public service announcement. I need all basic bitches off the dance floor. Yeah. And make room for all that wagon that she dragging. Yeah.
Why?
worldwide, so she ain't got time. I tell her bring that ass back like it came with a receipt. Light brown skin with some pretty ass feet. If you let me press play, I'ma put it on repeat. Only thing gonna fake is a
lashes and a wing.
OMG, let me bitch say she so fine, make me take her to an island.
She got me drinking coke, cause she shaped like a bottle. Steezy on the gas, yep, I'm smoking full throttle. Every nigga wanna hit it, cause she got the alpha bottle.
Okay.
She dragging that wagon, polo when I'm sagging. She got me wanna hit it, cause these other niggas bragging. She do it so good, yep, I'm betting shot at practice.
Flip her ass so fat, yeah, just watch it when she drag.
OMG, and that bitch is sad. So fine, make me take her to an island. Every nigga down in here, they be bragging.
I see why.
Cause she dragging that wagon. Yeah, she dragging that wagon.
That wagon? That wagon? We're going to go on to the next track with my boy Green Man Hanny. Says, all right, yeah. Let's get it.
These are so fresh.
Yeah! Y'all already know who it is, my nigga. It's your motherfucking boy.
I say
all right, all right. Bad Blood Entertainment, we in this motherfucker.
Hey!
track.
All right, y'all, we're almost on the music album right here on Life That Does Live, Someday After Dusk, Wednesdays, right here in the show. So we have to go ahead and go to the last two tracks. We're going to take it to the islands on you real quick. And then we come back. We're going to be on this last, we're going to be into our second hour. And that's what we do it big. We'll be having my girl Faith D'Amato on the show. Give her a stay tuned, all the way from Arizona, showing some love. And we acting the fool with her, so. Y'all be stay tuned. We'll be having her on the second hour. You all listen to All Music Hour right here on High After Dusk Wednesdays, right here on Life After Dusk Live. We're going to go, our last two tracks going to be by Bebette, featuring DJ Stevie D, Tap La Donkey, the remix, and then finish it off with Vice Grips, Crabs in the Barrel. All right, we'll be back after those two songs.
Ladies and gentlemen, what a break you are taking. The room girl, the dance by the queen. No other, no other, no other. What this girl, what this girl, what this girl.
This is Bobby. Yeah, I'm gonna take him there. Okay, okay, okay. Like this, like this.
Yeah,
the donkey, huh? Yeah. Love that. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. I'm a little bit. Oh, ay, ay, ay. Di, ay, ay, ay. Oh, ay, ay, ay. Say, ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay. Say, ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay. Where I'm from, the grassroots town. Should I do my history? A woman that's a profound. So I'll invite a secretary. I did the dumb, 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 me. They throw a brick, I built it up. They throw shades, I lifted up. They climb up the bridges. Oh, oh, sayogela, sayogela, sayogela. Oh, 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 sayogela, sayogela, sayogela. Oh, oh, sayogela, sayogela, sayogela. Eh, oh, oh.
Keep running to me.
running to me. He ran up to me. He ran up to me. Are you ready, ready, go? Yeah, yeah. Are you ready, ready, go? Yeah, yeah. Are you ready, ready, flow? Yeah, yeah. Man, I say they can measure me. I pop in the middle of me.
I think I'm done with that now. I think they're ready, ready. This is Friday. With DJ.
Against each other, more than all we had to each other. Racism and hate crime in the barrel. All of the crime in the barrel. Being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Rubbing a barrel, so bad man.
I'm just being goofy. Okay.
No, I could sing. Don't do it.
You always say that, but I've never heard you just really. Anyway.
You won't, and you won't probably. So, you probably won't.
So what's the deal? What's going on?
I use that as a woo tactic. I use that to woo some folks. Woo, 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 woo them.
I'm not even finna be cracking no jokes on you and you trying to sing.
Okay, bet. All right. See how she do me, right? No love, tell me something. Oh, Sadie, you're so wonderful. You know, she always points all the bad stuff out.
I'm an honest ass person. I ain't finna lie to you. I ain't finna sugarcoat. I'm gonna give it to you straight. You can't sing, Sadie.
Oh, man.
Anyway. So, hey, look, I was watching the show. Well, this was over the little New Year break. And I saw some women were actually getting married just because of the ring. So I'm wondering, like, should the ring determine a proposal? You know what I mean? Like the yes or no?
Yeah, because they feel like, you know, they want their ring to add up and equate to, hey, if I'm worth it, you're going to give me the most expensive ring. But that's for, I'm going to use my Simon Cowell voice. That's poppycock. It really is. Like, you can't give me that. Because, you know, a lot of people, this is a problem with me, team. Too many people trying to get married and they not staying married. What the hell is wrong with them? I need you
they
to get
doing
together.
It for the ring. Hey, hey.
That's so ratchet. Hey, hey.
I do agree that that's kind of, you know, ratchet. But then, I mean, like, what if somebody pull, you know, what if somebody hop on one knee, get on one knee and, like, say, will you marry me? And you open up the ring, and then it could be male or female, because nowadays females are asking guys to marry them. I mean, where they do that at, I have no clue. But anyway, if I'm not feeling you, well, really, regardless, if I'm not feeling you, I just can't tell you, yeah, but if the ring is big enough.
Right. I understand
I might be like, can I think about it so I can hold on to the ring?
I know, but people wonder why, but people always want to say, I want what's real. But in the day, you know, people, I mean, we so stuck on materialistic shit that it's fucked up. Like, niggas be out here from the Merc niggas over fucking Jordans, all kind of stuff just because they want to live this material dream. And that's why we ain't getting, people always want to wonder where the real at, because we so focused on stuff that don't matter.
So what you do? If somebody proposed to you, could the ring change your answer?
No. I mean, I look at my sister-in-law ring, I look at my sister's ring. Hey, they're not super extravagant. End of the day, it's not that. It's about the fact of, hey, does this ring mean something, or do you just came in this ring? Real chicks going to do that. Real chicks don't give a damn. You know,
this is what it is.
With celebrities, the reason they do it is because they expect you to do it because you're a celebrity. So it's like, well, you're a celebrity, so the key of the Jonas as being a celebrity, you can't come short.
Well, no, not just necessarily that. It's like the first thing a woman does, well, not the first thing, but when you get engaged, and you know you're announcing it or whatever, the first thing you want to do is flash the ring. How could you really flash a cubic zirconium or one carat? I mean, just really.
But there's no dudes running around here getting no cubic zirconiums, though, you know? That's actually a rare thing to even actually get. They get real stuff, but it's because it's about how expensive is the ring, you know, because there's people out here that actually get stuff that they can get in their brain, they tax bracket. If you get it, then do that. Stop spending so much money in that, and you forget what's all, because then you're going to be like, well, we got to get this, baby. Can you give me this? Then it's like you can't get nothing else because you're so worried about, so wrapped up in getting this ring, trying to keep up the Joneses, you're missing out. Or trying to take care of, you know, I think at the end of the day, it messes up a woman's blessing. They want, because at the end of the day, would you want him to spend that, spend more money on spoiling you other ways? You
well,
take away your spoiling money.
What I've heard was that the ring should be 3 times the man's salary. So.
Yeah, that's that. I've heard that before. You know, that's what it is.
Do it big. You know, I'm just saying, go big or go home. I'm just saying. That's just my Now, you come with me with this little ass ring. I mean, shit, and you open the box. I could possibly say, no, looking at that damn ring, like, hell no, I'm not going to put this on my finger. But my, of course, I probably do want to marry you. But that little ass ring, come on now, we're going to have to talk about some upgrading and shit. I don't know. I just couldn't see me rocking no little ass, no little bitty ring. It ain't got to be all extravagant.
Any day, I guess
you don't come up there with no little one, little
guy. Because it just, you know, I look at people, wonder why people act a certain way, and because I'm the world is so goddamn fucking materialistic.
No, but if you want me, the world is not material. Whoever, no, but you tell me this: what person you know say? Okay, when they're young
and they're trying to get
this
is the thing is, I'm going to tell you, ain't nobody running around and getting no, I mean, unless you just are real, it's trying to get super duper cheap rings. But no, other than that, it's people actually getting stuff, actually spending money on rings. But just because it's not worth six figures, people try to downplay it. It's not that to me, that's where the problem is.
I mean, in the world,
if a person spent $20,000 on a ring, that doesn't mean anything. $20,000, that's a lot of money.
I mean, that does mean something, but at the same time, I guess, my point of the whole situation is nobody says, oh, when I get married, I want to marry a bum on the street. Nobody ever says that. Anytime you're trying to set goals, you want to marry somebody who has something. So if we got a certain lifestyle, then don't make the ring worthwhile. And this is how you express this. You was trying to put all your love into one ring. So that if you come on with a little bitty ass rock, it's like, do you really love me? Or are you just trying to, you know, tie the knot? I don't know. That's my opinion. If I'm wrong, people can get a feedback, but that's me.
We gonna get some feedback on that. I'm working on that now because I'm finna get. And I'm going to get some woman.
Just
a woman.
Somebody opening a ring, opening a box that's supposed to have a ring up in it. And the little, you got to put your little magnifying glass on to see it. It's like, damn, I'm going to put that shit on my head, and I'm not going to be broadcasting that I'm engaged to your ass because they're going to be like, oh, that's cute. You know,
What I'm about to do right now, I'm working on we got a guest on about 2 minutes. So we will get back into this. And, wow, man, this is, wow.
I'm just saying, like, but that's probably why I'm single, you know what I mean? But at the same time, it's like, if you're going to pop the question to me, you have a nice enough ring, because, shit, if the ring nice enough, I might not be, you know, we might can work on building and shit, because nobody, people don't, you know, love the ring nice. Your girl might be like, hey, let's work, that we can work it. But if it's live, like, man, nah, I'm not feeling this ring nor your ass. No, I'm playing. Don't judge me.
Well, let me go ahead and put, let me go ahead and, before we go, we got to bring our guests on. Go ahead and put this quick little tidbit before we continue any further. Yeah. Where is that? I was going to say, but my dad really goofy. I'm in a goofy mood. So
I'm hungry for something different.
Zebra Bar. Get the fever.
I was always eating fudge, but I wanted to snack on something else.
The front is white and pure. The back is dark and naughty.
What about nuts?
You'll love the nuts. Which side will you try first? Zebra Bar. It satisfies your exotic cravings, whatever they are.
For those, let me do the disclaimer, because I know a lot of people be wondering where they can get that. Then, so that is a fake commercial, for those of y'all didn't know that. But, you know, you can always, you know, if you look for a Zebra Bar, ladies, hit me up. I'll tell you where you get it. So, yeah. We got my girl Face, the model, calling in a bit. It will be cracking up with her in a bit. So, yeah, hope she's ready. But I'm working on that. I'm working on some feedback.
I know guys, that might not be a big issue for y'all. Y'all probably just like, shit, as long as I got my wife to come home and knock down there tonight, that might be what y'all thinking about. But these ladies, they're not going to be wanting no little ass ring on their finger, no quit, no stealing shit. Anyway, but that's just my opinion, you know. I don't have anybody got a comment. They can let me know, but... My husband is going to have a nice, put a nice ring on my finger. And I've been engaged a couple of times, and the rings were real nice. But, yeah, as you grow.
But I want you to think about this, though. But you've been engaged a couple of times, and the rings were real nice. But are you married right now?
It just wasn't a spectacular ring.
They ain't got to be no $300,000-ass ring to prove a goddamn point.
I mean, it could just be like a little side carrot.
That's what I'm saying. We want people worried about the ring. You right, so I guess, yeah, people worry about the rings, and that's what it is. They so focused on the ring, they forget about the rest real. Hey, this nigga need to be worried about trying to stay married instead of trying to worry about the ring, because is about.
Well,
so,
the ring
hey.
Is nice enough, you can endure some of this pain that you would have to endure on a regular basis. And that ring's so nice. Nick could come home from whatever he done been doing, and y'all was about to have an argument. You look at that ring, you be like, you know what? I ain't even finna fuck with you today.
I'm
going to let you make it. You better be glad you got me this ring. No, I'm playing. I'm justified, though, but. The ring could affect the outcome, the answer. Me no Cracker Jack ring. I wonder if they still put them rings in the Cracker Jack box.
Shit, I ain't ate Cracker Jack for no how long, so I'm
Who
Lord knows.
Who's telling me either?
It just don't fly to me. I don't know how the heck I eat that. It just don't. I mean, what the heck? I've been a Cruncher Munch and all that. Cruncher Munch and had to like the magic stuff in there, the prizes. But nah, that was just like, wow. What is HE hockey, double hockey things going on?
Well, that's just one of my thoughts. Well. I don't know. That was on my mind. I just wanted to know. You know, I'm pretty sure I ain't the only female out here feeling that way.
And she's still typing. She's still typing. Okay, there we go. All right. Thank you. Okay, so Sherry, shout out to my sister-in-law. I don't think it has to be super expensive. By the way, she's married. By the way. That's how I did choose my sister-in-law. But anyways, keep it going on to what we're talking about. There are three rules for the first wedding ring. Not give a zirconia, so of course that's a duh. Less than 20% of monthly income. And it suits the girl's style.
20% of someone's income? Are you serious?
I'm telling everybody that. So I'll tell you about that my ring was less than $200, but it's real more than one carat, and it's what I like.
Well, I mean, different strokes for different folks. I mean, if you're taking 20% of your ink, I mean, because it ain't like you just thought about, oh, I want to marry her yesterday. and you know you go buy a ring with 20% of your check. This is something you think over time.
No,
so
yeah, you know that's what
you're
saying.
20%
like 20%, like
check.
For instance, you know, like you have to pay monthly payments or whatever. So like 20% like that, she said. Why get a $2 million ring that would fade, get lost, or stolen within a year? You'll be paying double with insurance.
Oh. Well, I mean, to each his own. Me, I prefer a nice-ass ring. Hopefully money is not an object for me. So that way, you know, for my husband, fiancé, or whatever, that way he can fulfill my, you know, what I want. That's just my personal opinion. I see, you know, the nice rings. I want one. 20% just don't, it don't seem like that's enough money going into my ring. But I will.
Okay.
I mean, if it's 20% of your yearly salary, no, let me, but then even that don't sound like.
Now, you do the math there. So 20% of $1 million, what is that?
I ain't making no million.
I want you to do math. Hold on, because I want you to think, because that makes sense. What is the purpose?
But you're using an unrealistic goal. You know what I mean?
But hold on, yeah. You said it's an unrealistic goal. Then what kind of, then it goes back to what kind of person are you trying to talk to?
I mean, if you're
not making no sense,
it's
wrapping back around the world. Okay, so what is this? I don't understand.
You have to be making, I would say, at least like $50,000, $60,000 a year. Now, I'm not wanting no damn millionaire. If I get a millionaire, then the doll of the ring wouldn't even be there wouldn't even be a conversation. But I'm talking about, you know, regular people. But. Everybody just know when T. Marie get engaged, y'all gonna see a big ass. That's just what I want. Probably, you know, I would only wear my wedding ring. I wouldn't want a lot of other rings, so why not make that one stand out? I'm not with the costume, jewelry, and all that stuff, so why not let it stand out? It's the only one you got on your hand. Shit.
Okay, so as we get ready, I see my girl Facebook calling in a second. Letting everybody know, later on the show, we'll be blasting some of the naughty moments of the week. So if you got naughty moments of the week, tag us, naughty moments of the week, and we'll mention them on the show. And that's brought to you by our sponsor, Notoriously Naughty. Big ups to them. All right, so welcome to the show, my girl Faith Tomorrow. What's up?
How's it going?
Much, man. You know, a lot of people are seeing us always hugs and kisses over here at Life That Does Live, but me and Team Reed don't always agree. And it's another one of those topics where we just don't agree.
Right.
I'm not going to give my opinion. It's not your opinion. We want to hear what you guys say. The thing she talked about was,
could the ring Could the ring determine the yes or no? You're getting engaged and somebody pops the ring. Could the ring determine the yes or the no?
Well, in my opinion, honestly. In my opinion, yes. Because, as a woman, I might think.
I wasn't the only person feeling that way. So thank you. Okay.
Getting me a little ring that looks like you pulled it out of the candy machine, you know, I might not want to marry you, cheapskate. I'm sorry.
Right. And do you know how females be when they get engaged? They want to go flash the ring and stuff.
Exactly. You
want
to show it off to your friends. Exactly. They're going to be like talking shit behind your back like, yeah, she done fucked up.
Now, here's a great question. Okay, now, what, because this is where the question, because people keep getting confused what small ring is. So my question is, what do you determine is a big enough ring? Because, I mean, just saying that at the candy, you know, you're not going in Zales and getting a thing out of the candy store. So what is a big enough ring?
What's considered big enough ring? I think the ring should cost, you know, a few thousand dollars.
A few thousand dollars, right?
At a minimum, it should be five. I would say at a minimum, it should be about $5,000. That's at a minimum.
Me too. I believe that as well.
I was receiving, you see, the way you were saying that first, T, you were making it sound like it had to be in the six figures. And I was like saying, I'm rocking with you. But the way you were saying it, like it had to be in the six figures and whatever. And I'm like, what the heck?
No,
it needs to have more than one.
You to send your whole check. All I'm saying is it needs to be worthwhile. Don't come up here.
Well,
with
now you see, if you were saying that, we would be on the same page. That's why I see everything you do get clarification. We got clarification now. We're on the same page.
I mean, you
got
to think about it.
Because the way you were saying it, you were saying it like it got
$40,000 a year. You talking to, you know, $40,000 a year, Pete, you know, $30,000, stuff like that. So I'm not comparing it to a millionaire, because realistically, I can't, you know, as of today, I can't see me actually getting married to a millionaire as of today. Now, give me a couple of months or a year or two. Who knows? But, yeah, I wouldn't ask for a $1 million ring when I ain't got no $1 million nigga, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, we got clarification. We were being the same page a long time ago. We got clarification. We get it now. But anyways, back to you. So as far as let everybody know who you are, where you're from, and, you know, how you actually got started in the industry.
Well, I got started about, I want to say 2 years ago, is when I first actually started pursuing full-time and wanted to really be, you know, a high-fashion model, runway model. I'm currently based in Tempe, Arizona, so it's the West Coast. It's, you know, it's cool out here. It's warm and sunny all the time.
What's y'all weather like right now?
Right now, during the day, it's pretty warm. Like, I've been wearing shorts during the day.
How I envy you right now.
Yeah, it's pretty great. It's really awesome. So, I mean, there's the fashion industry out here isn't as big as I would, you know, like it to be. That's why I'm expanding now. You know, I've pretty much done everything I can in Arizona. So I'm just trying to expand. I'm trying to sign with agencies now. I have, you know, I have a few photo shoots coming up, one with a local designer here. Her name is Vera, and she owns a label called Thrift Queen. And she's very, like, high fashion. She's one of the more, like, creative people out here in Arizona. You don't really see too many people out here that really want to go against the grain or, like, think outside the box. Everybody kind of stays in that little box. Nobody really wants to expand, you know?
Well, I think that's a problem everywhere too, Faith. It's just always like a diamond in a rough. You always got to find that this doesn't want to conform to what everybody else is doing.
Right. Yeah, we need more of those people in the industry, and I think it's getting better and better. You know, year by year, it's becoming better.
No, I wish you just drop them all in one city, and then we could just bypass all the foolishness. I wish you just drop them all in one city. Okay, oh, all the great people in this city, I can just go mingle with them. Now, as far as the shoot, your favorite shoot you've done so far, who do you say is probably your favorite shoot? Who's your favorite? I'm going to put you on the spot. Who's your favorite photographer that you work with? What was the shoot and why?
Well, my favorite photographer would have to be Calvin Smith. His photography company is called Dream Digital Photography. And I will say that he is the best to me because he has helped me, like, from the bottom, and we've both worked together so well and both, you know, brought out something out of each other that took us to that next level. And it's always a good time with him. He is so creative. He knows exactly what he's doing, it's so cool watching him shoot. He'll, like, get on his knees and get on ladders and, you know, just to get that right shot. So I would have to say it's Calvin Smith.
He's the one that actually did the one, the angels, the little angel ones you have.
Yes. And that was, that has to be my favorite shoot up to date so far. I love that shoot. So
I love it. Obviously,
it's just
I
me.
Loved it. Yeah,
thank you, though. Thank you.
Now, Spark, you know, a lot of times, too, with models, you know, everyone's always so apprehensive about models and being nude and doing nude shoots and whatnot. What's your take on models in the ones who hate on other models because they decide to do nude shoots versus them? They feel like that is not real modeling or you're showing too much of your body, so on and so on.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you guys. At first, when I first started getting into modeling, I was one of those girls, to be honest. I would be talking to my boyfriend, you know, I'm like, look at this, you know, why I'm out here trying to work hard, do my poses, you know, be high fashion, and they're just out here posing naked, making all that money. But to be honest, I mean, it's the truth, right?
Hey,
but
that's what
we're doing.
We do the show. We keep it real.
But to be honest, it's like, you know what? Like, sex sells. We are women. We have beautiful bodies. Women and men love to see women bodies. If you do it the right way, and if it's like, you know, Vogue always has naked women, but it's so artistic and it's creative and it's just beautiful. It's not really, you're not looking at it like, yeah, I'm about to jack off to that. You're looking at it like, wow, that's actually artwork, you know? So I had to like, I had to do my research. I had to put myself up on game about, you know, nude modeling. And now, you know, I love it. I'll do it. You know, I'm going to say I'll do it with anybody. I would do it with a professional photographer. But it's made me more comfortable with myself, more confident. So I love it.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what I know. I stress this so much to people. I'm like, even then, you know, you can't say that about, you know, models. Because a lot of times, and we can do so twisted too. Like, if it's, you take a white model, and then you take an African American model, and you put them together, and why is it that she can, that there's nothing wrong with her doing it, but if a black girl does it, oh, man, she's classless, she's this, that, and the other, and she got to take all the most rap from it. It's ridiculous.
Right, and I, oh, my gosh, I have such a problem with that, too. It's like, I've had, like, moments where I would, like, spaz on Facebook, you know, like, I had to kind of bring myself back from that because there's a lot of that in Arizona. I mean, a lot of that in Arizona. And you know what? It's kind of just society. It's fucked up, but you, like, in order to, like, break that barrier, you have to know who you are. You have to know what you want. You have to go get it. You know, you can't let people say no to you. I don't let people say no to me. I do what I do, and I do it at my best ability, basically.
I'm just people know how I get. I get real, real passionate because I just don't, I mean, and not even just when it comes to being, he's not even nude, even when just being in lingerie. Black women, black models have to get so much slack for being in lingerie. But every year when the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show was on, all these women that were always hating, oh my God, this is a big lingerie for Victoria's Secret. What's the difference?
Right.
Victoria's Secret got on some goddamn lingerie too.
A lot of it has to do with,
it's all of a sudden ratchet.
I'm not just trying to partially say, you know, because I'm a black female with curves, I'm not going to just say that, but a lot of the thing, the difference with a lot of it is, too, I think black women, not saying all, because it is some white girls out there or other ethnicities that have nice apple booties, but when it comes to the black women, we have more of the curves, so when you see it, it's more like sexy, as opposed to you looking at a woman who's an A cup. With, you know, a 29 hips, you know? So it's like, it's sexier. But then, you know, there's no excuse, but I think we just, you know, it's just the curves and stuff, and it's like, damn, I want to touch that ass, or I want to see what the, you know, it's just like,
yeah,
the style.
And there's a lot of it.
That's crazy.
It is crazy, but, you know, a lot of it is, and even the owner of Vogue said that the modeling industry is just racist. And, you know, you just have to work through that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some
that's
people can do it,
thing.
Some people can't.
Because I see a lot of casting and stuff where they'll say, well, they want white girls or this and other, or they'll say light-skinned, you know, females. So
right.
To let you know, if your ass too dark, don't apply.
The brown paper bag teenagers do, if you were lying in this brown paper bag, then you're considered black. That was how they were at one point trying to determine if you were black or not.
Exactly.
If you weren't lying in the brown paper bag.
I mean, you know, people don't be thinking about it. People don't want to think about that.
And that's why I hate light skin, dark skin.
I work through it all. I don't let people determine what photo shoot and what fashion show that I can do. If I want it, I'm going to get it.
Exactly. That's what I said. And, you know, you got to get out there and take it because ain't nobody really giving that nowadays.
So what's your dream shoot to do? Everybody has these crazy ideas. If they could have everything perfect to put together, what would be the dream shoot to do? And when I say that, let me be more specific. I mean, to go from the scenery to the outfits to everything about the shoot. What would make a perfect shoot, the perfect shoot? Oh, we lost. Oh, there she goes. Bam.
Here.
Ah.
My apologies.
What would be the perfect shoot for if you had to pick the perfect shoot, all of the scenery, the clothes, everything, the theme of it, what would it be?
It would have to be very, very, very high fashion with very dramatic contouring makeup with, you know, even I love, like, when people put, like, rhinestones or, like, tree branches on the makeup. It would have to be very, very high fashion, very whimsical. And I like photo shoots that have sets built for them, so I would have to have a set built for my photo shoot. That's, like, my dream shoot ever.
Mm-hmm.
Very high fashion, very America's Next Top Model-esque.
I want to do something like Gears of War, like type of outfit, and like in a jungle, in a jungle.
Yeah,
doing a shoot
stuff
like
that.
And like an animal next
yes.
to me, like a tiger or something next to me.
Yes. Stuff like that, I live for. But a lot of, you know, again, with the whole, you know, color kind of thing, you know, people, you know, models like me in Arizona, we don't really get those opportunities, but I've taken it upon myself just to find the makeup artists and the photographers and set builders that can just do it for me, and we just work together and we have a great time. So
now I want to see a lot more. Now, are you close by the desert parts of Arizona or?
Yeah,
more.
Everywhere. It's so everywhere is the desert out here. If I just turn around the corner, there's a desert scenery. So.
Okay, because I love it. Like, there's one mile. She's in New Mexico. She had this. So, and I'm always so. That's like it's perfect. Like the light, especially because like if it's light rocks, you can make the light. You don't do too much of lighting. Everything about it always works right.
Right. Yeah. I have some pictures. I did one photo shoot in the desert, but there's so, you know, pretty much every model out here does desert photo shoots, but there's so much desert and different sceneries and stuff. So it all kind of looks different. It's all still like very beautiful with the sunsets and the mountains and just, you know, like the desert rocks, the cactus, the, you know, burnt, like the dying trees. It looks cool for the background.
Now, nobody like this is the one we get a little cupcakes. Yeah, you have the very crazy hair and it's like cupcakes and presents.
Yeah, that was actually for my birthday. It was my birthday photo shoot that I did with Calvin Smith.
I saw it. It looked like birthday.
Yeah,
birthday.
And the makeup artist, her name is Stacy, and she has her own mobile salon out here called Pamper Me Pink. And she actually built that set. She did my makeup. She had all the wigs, all the little candles, the props, and everything. She's amazing.
I was on point. I used that as a flame pick for the show. I was like, I gotta use that.
Thank you so much. It was so fun.
All right, so T, I know T got a couple questions for you. She's gonna throw at you. Go ahead,
okay.
T, do it.
So let me take me to a photo shoot with you, from your prep time to, you know, what you do to relax yourself.
I usually, when I'm getting ready for a shoot, I like to listen to kind of like girly music, you know, like music that you would listen to getting ready on your own when you're about to go out with your girls and have a good time. Like, I love to listen to music like that because it just gives me, like, confidence. It puts me in the mood to shoot. I don't know. I'm pretty simple. I wake up, you know, my makeup artist picks me up. You know, we do our makeup, we gossip, we laugh, and then we just get to shooting. I'm a really quick shooter. I'm always practicing my poses, my facial expressions. So right when I get into the set, it's just right away, just shooting, lights, camera, action.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay. Well, and you said you like fashion, right? You like to do the high-end fashion. Have you done any runway?
I've done multiple runway shows. I love runway. I rather do runway than photo shoots. It's so much fun.
So take me on one of your first runway shoot. Tell me your first runway. How did you feel? What did you do? Anything crazy happened the whole nine?
Okay. Let's see. My first runway, I believe, was for ASU, which is Arizona State University, one of our colleges out here. And it was for a group called, I think, Yes Cream or something like that. And they had the models wear, like, black booty shorts and, like, black bralettes, and they, like, body painted us. So I've never, ever been in public, like, in my panties or anything like that. And I was 18, just, like, quirky little 18-year-old, like, what am I doing? Like, so when I get on stage, I'm half naked. The body paint's so beautiful. It looks so cool. And I, like, hear a man, like, you know, yelling, like, sexy things at me. And I wasn't used to it at the time. So I kind of, like, started getting that quirky little smile. And, like, I walked really, really fast. And basically, like, ran back. It was so embarrassing.
I could imagine.
But it was
I
so
really
fun.
Could imagine it. Because I know my first runway is like, you're so scared. And, you know,
yes.
It's the first time. So it's like.
Right.
That's what made me ask you that. I was like, let me see.
When you're
gone, or, you know, once you're done with your modeling, how do you want people to remember you?
I want people to remember me as a person that's very giving and heartfelt, and someone that really, what their purpose on life, like on earth, was, like, just to help people. I just want to help people. That's how I want people to remember me. Is anybody that needed my help, I got you.
Okay, sound good. So let's see here. I'm going to flip it back over to Steady J real quick while I give me some more.
All right. Well, okay. I got a couple of final questions to ask you. One is, if it is, Hump Day, yeah. And our sponsor is Notorious Unity, because of them. Not even going to say the week, because we're thinking the week, but what's the naughtiest moment that you ever had? And doesn't
what
mean
you
mama,
guys like to know? I'm not sure. I'm very new to opening up to sexual experiences like that. my boyfriend has opened me up a lot.
Uh-oh.
He can probably tell you more than I can.
I was about to say, that's what she said.
Seriously, that's what she said.
Don't put you up a lot, okay.
But yeah, so, you know, we're getting there. I'm a big girl.
Did she just make that too easy?
Listen, let me ask you this. I forget, you know, today is Hump Day. If you could be any fruit, what fruit would you be?
Let's see. I'd probably be a strawberry. Strawberries are delicious. They're juicy. They're big, plump, and you dip them in chocolate. And they're delicious.
She said he's opened me up a lot.
I'm steady.
I mean, what are boyfriends for, right?
He's opened me up a lot. Okay.
I don't know what you're saying, because I could have heard what she said, and it was like, yeah.
I was over here at the time, and I was like, did she just say, okay, so I can't remember.
Yes,
okay,
I said
so,
it.
Before you check out, let everybody know how they can find you, stalk you, I'd like to call it, because, you know, they low-key stalk you.
Well, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Faith the Model, and also on Facebook at Faith the Model. Everything is Faith the Model. Anybody that wants to do business with me or get any modeling tips for me or anything at all, you can reach me at bookingfaiththemodel@yahoo.com.
All right. And again, I want to also thank you for coming through. You know, coming through to the show.
And thank you for the
also,
opportunity.
Big ups to the magazine. Appreciate having you in it.
Yes, thank you so much. I love it. It looks wonderful.
Thank you. Oh, well, again, we thank you for coming through, Miss Arizona.
Thank you so much, guys, for the opportunity. I had a blast.
All right.
Thank you. We will talk to you later.
Bye. God bless.
All right. We got about 13 more minutes left over. About 13 more minutes left over. And what does that mean? We got a little bit of time. What we're going to do, we'll go to a quick song break, and then we come back. We got 90 moments of the week. Share them. Cause I'm going to definitely share some of mine. I'm gonna, not necessarily that just happened this week, you know. I'm gonna share some stuff that happened New Year's. I might tell myself a little bit. So we're gonna do it. All right. That's what I do. Y'all know. I don't care about telling myself. This is my boy Jono, Dan's party. We'll be back.
Feeling all the chore, spitting a pill. I'ma go and buy a hammock. Come and buy your killer, go make me a sandwich. Eat my life, get you, hit the booth and do damage. They can't understand it, why I seem bogus. Maybe I'm so focused, these bulls just seem bogus. Burning down blunts and with a hand on the roaches. They jack my DNA and inject itself with the moja. The open or the close or the designated edit. Took your kick, catch your kick, I got two kickers. Broke your kick, God, look, I'll jump your sister. My little pet mule was zippers all in it. You talk big for a little two pence a win. Took two sips and there go two pence a gin. Peppering flames with every flip on my tongue. How you wanna get in? My rare a well done. I know I raw son. Real fucking spin. Tongue twist like Bobby Wallin, like Whitney. No, that Britney might shave my dreads off. Coming off the top, it might take my head off. Bust that lid off. You hear how that thing sounds? That's like me in the booth when I'm getting down. 10-point mass at your ears. Have you getting down? Groove, pick you up like, how the fuck you getting down?
I'm gonna make the millions that I always fantasize about and live like la 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 la.
So I work wizardry in the booth up in songs reach. Every corner looking cranny of the globe.
All right, we're back. Okay, so for 90 moments of the week, we're going to kick it off by, you know, this week we're going to share some of our 90 moments. It might not just be just happening this week. It just appears. So I'm going to be sharing some. When I say 90, it doesn't mean all of them happen. just mean something that is sexy and something, you know, that is naughty. You know, use your imagination. So I'll give you an example. Like, oh, my God. Like, Thursday was New Year's Eve. You know, of course, y'all was launching a magazine. And then I was, y'all know me. I'm pressing. I don't go in the club just standing around. I dance. And you know that I'm in the building when I'm dancing. Because I don't. Because I'm just a person. I'm a show stealer. So when I go into the area, bam, you know I'm there. Because I turn up, and I don't see, I don't believe the wall touching the wall, or hold the damn stuff up. That's what they paid for. They paid the builders to do, to make the wall hold the building up. So they don't need me to hold the building up. So I'm there, so, you know, turn up, like I do, bam, bam. And then it was just with this one girl, man, oh, LG. Tell you, that was crazy. Like, you know, I usually dance with chicks. I'll be trying to holler at everybody else, one of them, or whatever. But, oh, my God, man, I was dancing with this one girl, and was tall, too. He was going in, man. I was like, oh. I was like, I don't know how. I was at my brain, just all the things that was going around my brain was like, what the business? Oh, my God, my dance floor is, like, crazy. The wall pregnant. It just, wow.
Y'all was in there back like how people was in high school and stuff, how y'all be at some dances.
I'm not one of the strip people. I don't be in the club just holding the wall. I'll be turning up. And, you know, like girls don't see no more where guys are actually dancing. No, a lot of guys get behind y'all. He just sit there and let y'all work. And y'all get bored at sometimes, man. And I understand why y'all be wanting different dudes sometimes. A lot of them just want to stand behind you and don't want to move. Like,
I don't even want nobody dancing. I don't need your piece all on my ass. We need some space in between us. Like, you can come behind me, but if you all up, I'm like, man, look, let's.
I know what you mean. Like, they can feel your foot. But don't be like to where, you know, if you ain't going to let go, if you say let go.
I don't need to be rolling all on my booty, rubbing all on your piece, moving it up and down and moving it.
Don't front. You know, you be kind of, if you're the right person to get behind you, you be like, you know, you can't sit here.
Because I did all this. See, you're talking to a chick who was going to the, anybody who in Houston, remember Lockwood Skating Rink in Fifth Ward? Yeah, but I used to go there for the blackouts. So back in my day in elementary, I'm a fast ass, but that's my naughty moment. So back in elementary, I would do that kind of shit. Like, you can get on the floor and I get on top of you and dance for you and all that crazy.
The floor is all like, I don't do it. I used to do that when I was in high school. I do that no more. It's some stuff.
I get you on that wall and be grinding about to break your little piece because I'm grinding so hard with my booty and stuff. Yeah, I've been through all that. So now I'm just like, let's just keep it classy.
People keep doing that. Y'all don't fall with the okie
though. I promise you I don't. If we go to the club, then yeah, unless I'm feeling you. Now, if I'm really feeling you, then yeah, I might, you know. But if it's just like you come up behind me, I'm like, I promise I will. Turn around and I'll be like, bag up. Because what you coming behind me like that for? That already let me know what you want, and I'm not even trying to go that route. But if I'm feeling
not
you.
Not everybody that's dancing with somebody always, not everybody trying to take somebody home.
What are you trying to do grinding on a person's ass? What are you trying to accomplish grinding? Anyway, that's a whole nother topic. We on naughty moments.
If you was in Jamaica right now or whatever, if you told them that they were just a discussion. Like, that's not everybody is, everybody's about to fuck everybody they're dancing with.
Well, if I'm in Jamaica, your girl be on the nude beach trying to see what I can see. Now let me stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really know how to hook and line, y'all. I know how to hook and line and catch her in the corner and get to tell y'all. I know I'm good at what I do. But,
anyway, go ahead and finish your naughty moment. Like, you all with the tall chick and feeling some type of way and shit.
But that was fun. Cause it was like crazy. I was like, I don't be feeling like that. I just be chilling, I'd be good, but I don't be feeling like I was feeling that. I was like, whoa. I had to slap my, and that was even the most. I didn't even think I had that much liquor in me then. I was pretty somewhat close to being sober for the most part. I drank a little bit, and I mean a little bit. But no, I wasn't drunk or nothing at that time, so wow.
So you were feeling that chemistry? Yeah, I had some chemistry.
It was that chemistry,
working.
Man. It was like, because you know, like, especially when you're a tall person, you know, you always get the short chicks, or if you're a tall girl, you always get the short guys. You got to do all the extra fitted down and shit. So it's like hard. So you got two tall people, you know, you work with, it's like, hey, yo, especially, yo, it's cool. And you just different in what you do, though. That vibe takes in.
I guess. Well, shout out to the girl that was out dancing with Shady J. For the New Year's, the town.
Yeah, that was the day worth singing New Year's.
That was a good way to bring it in.
what night? I know you did some nice stuff sometime. A one
year always doing some kind
of. No, I know you always show. I know you said before on Monday that you usually with your family, and according to Instagram, it does show that you usually on with your family on holidays. But I know you done something naughty.
Yeah, I'm a naughty person. Let me see. What have I done naughty that I would? I do so much naughty shit. I don't even know what I consider to be. But
I think you do. I think it's not in a different way. You seem like a very I'm not being rude, I'm just being real about it. And you seem like a very sexually open woman, and you're not afraid that when you want to convey it. You don't say, hey, I want to be naughty. You're not one of the people going front about it.
And it's true. You know, I'm very, like, especially about sex, sexuality, all of that. I'm very open about that. So what
you're like,
I
you
want to
throw a man
naughty.
A goddamn bed. You're going to throw him in the cake. Sit, lay your ass on bed, nigga.
I don't know. What can I say that's really
you seem like one of them. You seem like one of them family type chicks that like try to take control without taking all that trash. You seem like one of them chopping chicks. Like,
what you say?
You seem like one of them chicks that like talk all that trash. You seem like one of them type of chicks.
Really? And see, you know what? I think it's because I also act. So when I'm in the bedroom, unless I'm just really, really like, only time I really talk is if I'm trying to coach you on how I can get mine, you know? So I'm more of the just, you know, if we both want it, you just going to hit them on and stuff. But if you ain't, you know, I need to tell you to look to the left, look to the right, you know, move in circles, you know? I don't talk. But naughty, I don't really know. So I've had, well, that's not even naughty because everybody having sex in public nowadays.
What was the craziest public place?
Oh shit! I was gonna get a real hood. You know, I actually got busy inside Denny's. It was one night after the club, and this was back in the Gap. I'm sorry, I was wild when I was a little younger. Now I'm a little settled, but I still do my thing. But yeah, Denny's. It was one night, late night after the club. You know, I'm kicking him. You know, me and a friend, we at Denny's. And for some reason, I just wanted to do it because I remember Humpty Dump. Don't y'all judge me. Let me make it quick. You remember Humpty Dump? You had that song, I Once Got Busy in the Burger King Bathroom.
Right.
So I was at Denny's. I was like, let me see how it feels to just, you know, to have sex in a restaurant.
So me and my friend went
in the men bathroom because that nigga was scared. He ain't want to come in the woman bathroom. So I had to be, you know, going to the men bathroom. And yeah,
You can get away with more the men's bathroom versus the women's bathroom. But y'all, because women come there, you know, they'd be quicker to go, what's going on here?
No, shoot. No. Well, I don't know. But yeah, I was in the man bathroom getting my nasty on inside Denny's right there for 59. Well, it ain't Denny's no more, y'all, but 59 by Humble, yeah. Your girl was getting a nasty
on in there. Did they have you on the seat and all that?
No, we were just standing there. You know, he was just shitty. He was, you know, hitting it from the back, and I was making sure I take care of him, you know. Give a little.
We'll take care.
First, you start off up under the table. You know, women, y'all take y'all little, you know, you got your heel on, take your little heel off, and you rub your little feet around his balls and his little his head, and you get him in the mood. Then I was just like, hey, go to the restroom. And, you know, once we figured out which restroom we was going to go in, he went. I slid through, pulled them pants down, get it a little wet, and we just, you know, things just led off from there. Bend over and be like, yeah, right there, don't stop. And, yeah, that was pretty much it. Then we go back and sit at the table and eat and smile.
Wow, that was deep.
Yeah, that was back in my younger days, y'all. I was a little hot mama. That's probably how I ended up knocked up with my little boy. Nah, let me stop. But, yeah, that was in my younger days. Still do it now. Oh, yeah, I cut up.
I'm thinking
Chili's now.
I'm bowing down to you, bowing down.
Yeah, so that's the next one.
I'm literally over here bowing down.
That's a crazy story.
Like, it sounds like, as like a part of, like a chapter, like a part of a story. That is a throw story.
That isn't. I mean, you got to think about it because all this chemistry. Because you got to think like you weren't about if somebody gonna walk in. You know, you got all these. You know what's going on because it's not like you're in. It has one stall, so you got several stalls in that restroom. So you like somebody gonna walk in. You got all these emotions and shit going. Yeah, if you haven't done it, anybody who haven't done it, just try it. It ain't gotta be Denny's, but.
But
yeah.
I think what made it a little different. You know, a lot of people, of course, they just go straight in the bathroom and do it. You was like, you was at the table, you was messing, teasing them at the table, and then you was like, hey.
Let's go and go see what the rest of, you know. You said,
if I say something, I'm going to do it.
So you can be like, because, you know, dude, like, let's try to think that I'm going to be the one to bag down. Hell no, let's go in, let's do it. Then it's late night anyway, so it's not a lot of people in Denny's. It's not like we're in a busiest hour.
Well, I don't know. You come over here, you ain't going to pull it out too easy. It's late night Denny's over here? Well, I'll do Denny's if I want to Denny's. The days I went to last SL for Denny's, not to mean that I go to Denny's anymore. But
I don't go to Denny's no more either, so.
They I got treated like shit last when I went to, see, it was not nice at all.
Well, after going to Breakfast Club and the Cracker Bear, it's like, we really need IHOP and Denny's, like, really?
Yeah, what's that one? It's like across the street from like that Mexican restaurant that everybody goes to on Westheimer.
Chacho's?
Yeah, there's Chacho's and there's the other. It's the breakfast spot across the street from there.
I don't know.
I remember when I was in Houston.
Look at me, you got me thinking, reminiscing. My next little boo thing I get on my next little dip, I'm going to have to see if I still got it, you know? Nah, let me quit. I was just fucking with y'all.
She's on here something. It's like she's just like she just old and crepit. Don't fall up and go down. But she tell y'all for failure. You gonna be like, oh, you lied.
I'm gonna do that again, and I'm gonna be talking about last month, whatever day it is. I'm gonna come back and tell y'all on a Wednesday and give y'all an update. See if your girl still got it.
I'm scared. I'm scared of you, man. Scared.
Don't be scared.
was crazy. You like one of them who's crowd scratching, scratch all kind of shit.
Nobody scratching my little fake nails. Ain't nobody trying to break no fake head, no fake nails. So no, I don't scratch. But I'm a little. I'm doing. Don't you worry about it, Sandy. Look. Can't be telling everybody everything. I
got to
leave.
Oh, man, geez, yeah, people know how to say this. I just said stuff on the air before. All right, y'all got a little bit. We can't give y'all all the naughty moments in other weeks, right? In 1 week. We weren't having to tell y'all other weeks. So y'all just going to tune in every week on Hump Day at the Dusk. Every Hump Day at the Dusk is goes like this. Music, all music hour, first hour. Second hour, me and T. Marie do our thing. Bam. So
I'm going to get all my naughty stories together for y'all, too. I'm going to have y'all one every Wednesday. Everybody going to be wanting to hear what T. Marie done did that was naughty.
Yep. Because, I mean, I got some stuff I'm bringing up. I mean, I'm going to go ahead and put that out there, too, for people that's listening. When I say naughty moments a week, don't mean you've done this week. Heck, y'all got a story we ain't never heard before. See, this stuff that you've done before. And well, the naughty moment is still being naughty over us.
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of stories y'all ain't heard. I'm going to tell you, too.
So, yes, definitely, again, if y'all miss any parts of the show, y'all know how to check them out. blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. Shout out to the sponsors, audible.com. Check them out. Over 150,000 titles. In pretty much any genre you can think of, just go to Audible Trial. That's audibletrial.com/CDJ, CEDDYJ. And Notoriously Naughty, go to the Facebook fan page, like them, keep up what they got going on, like Trouble with the Curves. That's a big cruise they got going on. The events they got on every week over in the Bay Area. Keep up they got going on, man. A lot of big moves they're making. And they got some coming up for Black History Month as well, so definitely check them out. All right.
Yep, yep.
See? Let them know how they can find you. Stalk you.
Yep, yep. Y'all go and get your stalk on Facebook, T. Marie the Model. Be sure y'all like my page. Follow me on Instagram, T. Marie_D_Model. T. Marie underscore M-O-D.
All right. We out, y'all. End day, y'all. If you can hear me, end day, me and T, we argue at this. If I agree with T, I'd be so bored. It would not be a fun show. I really like the fact when, because a lot of people think that shows that people that always agree on everything, it's always boring. Because there's no way you agree on everything. So I'm glad I don't always agree with everything. It would be boring to me.
I know. I'm glad we have our own mind. Shit.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You know what? I like to be a community. I still love you. I love you to death, man. I would give up, enough for the world, man. I appreciate you. You always hold me down. You hear, you're punctual. And, I'm glad to have, this season premiere week, we have brought in the new format. You as my co-host, and it just made sense, man. It just really made sense. Heck, you were doing the handicap day, wait.
What'd you say?
I said you was doing the handy goddamn way. See, we might as well just teamed up together and been the co-host with each other.
Yeah. Yep. 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 Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you, man. All right, y'all, we rolling out. Remember, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, if there's a J, or if there's a
T,
or if there's a U, there is a
there
way.
There is a way.
Y'all choose an episode of Life in the Dust Live, your boy, Sadie J, and your girl,
T. Marie.